Stephen Pearl is still cooking. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Barn Social Hour. My name's Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Barn Social Hour. Graham, let's just hop right into it. The rapid press on that is just undefeated. It's got to be a world record. So like I said, Steven is still cooking, and unless you've been living under a rock, we have re-signed Sebastian Williams Adams, a.k.a. Sway. He is coming back for year two, and I couldn't be more excited, Graham. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised. It's in a good way. You know, it's a very, very welcome surprise. But yeah, I will say Sebastian Williams Adams was not one on my list. You know, I thought that Stephen was going to have the ability to retain. From the stuff I've just been seeing on social media and stuff, I think Houston was kind of coming after him pretty hard, which is, I mean, one that's a great coach. Kelvin Sampson's a great coach, and he's also from Houston. So it would have made sense. You know, it would have made sense for him to go home and play for a great program in Houston. So if that's the case, man, I'm super impressed that Stephen was able to hold them off, and this, you know, the staff was able to hold them off and lock him down for next year. I think this is a massive, massive keep. I mean, I was kind of going to talk about today that how like blown away I am so far of Stephen's ability to retain some of these guys. I mean, keeping Kevin Overton, massive. Keeping Sway, massive. Heck, I think keeping Simon Walker is big too. If we can figure out Simon Walker's ability to play defense, dude, you can be really dangerous. I mean, he's a really good 3-point shooter, and we've seen that firsthand. We have the ability to see that this year. So, like I said, I'm still hearing good things about Tahad, and I'm still hearing good things about Elijah Freeman. So, look, if it comes down to it, and we're able to retain almost everyone from last year that wasn't running out of eligibility, you know, obviously we lost Jovic, and that's frustrating, but I've seen a lot of stuff. Apparently that deal was done before the season was even over,
which is crazy to me.
Heck, he entered the portal less than 48 hours later. He was no visit or anything like that. He was already committed to UCLA. So, but yeah, I mean, obviously we didn't keep Magwood, but again, those are pieces that didn't really play last year. But I mean, so far the ability to keep the pieces that played with Overton and Sway and Simon Walker, and then obviously if all goes well and we keep Tahad and Freeman, dude, I am impressed. I am majorly impressed with Stephen. As well as obviously we'll see who else we get in the portal. You know, they have the guy from Tulsa coming on a visit next week who, I would love to get.
Yeah.
He's a dog. I literally seen that. We have a group chat, and I texted last night that he was visiting. I literally said dog because, like, he's so good. He dunked on Freeman, so... Yeah, really exciting so far in this portal, and I'm super excited to see how Stephen finishes it off.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% about being, you know, impressed with Stephen. I think it says a lot that Overton and Sway are willing to run it back for, you know, year two, and Simon Walker. I think they can. Obviously, we need the depth at, you know, to have some shooters out there, and Simon Walker is fully capable of that. It's just unfortunate that he had a, you know, a little minor injury that was kind of nagging, and he couldn't ever get back into the lineup fully and healthy. So hopefully a full off season, develop his shot, develop his defense, and we'll see what happens from there.
What was that injury? I don't remember that.
I suppose, like, I've been reading about like some foot injury and then like something about a lower back.
Oh, that's but right. That's I don't right. know. He did have surgery like right before the season started on his foot. He was back. He got back, but yeah, he did have surgery on that foot. I do remember that now.
Yeah, I can't remember it, like one of the things I saw about like a lower back. I don't know if it had to do with like back spasms or something that was a consistent nagging thing. Like whenever there you got something like that, you got to take it serious. So I understand that. But
I am expert in back issues. Absolute expert.
Yeah, and I'm curious to see where we go as far as like Sway in the starting lineup. We were kind of talking about this off air. Do you think he will remain a starter, probably playing the four with,
He didn't start for us a ton this year. I don't think, did he?
Well, I guess in the back end of the season, I felt like he was in the starting lineup some. Like they were
maybe towards like the NIT tournament because we were, you know, short on players.
Yeah, we were down. Yeah.
Other than that, I really don't think he started for us a ton.
Yeah, I mean, as far as I guess like going,
I'm getting that mixed up. I might be getting that mixed up. It was either I can't remember who it was at one point in the year, but it was either Sway or Freeman who like benched themselves so that the other one could start, which I thought was really, really cool.
I mean,
that they're able to do that, but
we only had a 7-man rotation, so we moved a lot of bodies around.
Very
so
short rotation. Is that so crazy too? After last year too, like we had literally like a 10-deep rotation. We had two squads that could go out there, which was so awesome.
Yeah,
and that's what helped to get us to the Final Four, being that deep.
Yeah, and I hope that they take a page out of that and hopefully double down on depth for sure, because it's much needed. I need to see how our starters look with Ngoy, however you say his last name, the Frenchman that we signed. I think if Sway does start, it would probably be at the four, kind of like what we were saying earlier. Before we started recording, we were kind of trying to figure out where to go with this, but I feel like him at the four and Goy at the five, obviously, because he's the, you know, probably going to be the tallest guy on the team unless we just go out of nowhere and sign one of the people in the portal that are, you know, 7-foot everything. But I don't know. What are your thoughts? Do you think he could potentially play the four pretty well and complement Ngoy, and that way it kind of, you know, you have two really good guys in the paint? Or what do you think?
I think Sway's a pretty textbook four. You know, I mean, he is. Let me pull up his stats real quick.
Yeah, while you're doing that too, to make the point as well, he got kind of hot behind the 3-point line in the last like two or three games of the NIT. So I mean, if he can develop that and kind of have a little jumper similar to Janai, that's kind of dangerous, especially with this potential, you know, center we got coming in from France. I mean, that's going to be fun to watch for sure. So I don't know where your thoughts are on that.
So Sway is 6'8". That's a perfect size for a four. I mean, I think he's a perfect position to play the four.
Yeah.
And he's good size. He's a bigger guy. He's not super skinny. And so he's more full. Not, I'm not saying he's like big, but like, he's like, you know, more built, than someone like Elijah Freeman.
Right.
And he's got, I mean, his defense is really, really good. So I think, yeah, he'd be a perfect spot to play the four.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously pending, you know, Tahad's decision, which we're going to talk about him and Freeman on the back end. But I think if everything goes according to plan, right, if we can re-sign who we need to re-sign, you go get a true point guard out of the portal, right? That's the one. You move Tahad to the two, potentially Overton at the three, and then have Sway and then Ngoy at the four and five. Personally, I'm starting to lean more thinking I like our chances re-signing Tahad than I do Freeman. But again, we can get into that on the back end. I don't know if you agree with that starting lineup or not. Like, if you were just looking at that, would you think like that can do some serious damage in the SEC? Or what are your thoughts on that potentially? The starting lineup, like I was saying, you go get a point guard, move Tahad to the two, Overton at the three, Sway at the four, and then Ngoy at the five. Like, what do you think?
I was just trying to find out how many games Sebastian Williams Adams started for Auburn. He started 21 out of 38 games. Mm-hmm. I was looking at that. But yeah, no, I agree. I think obviously get a transfer guard, point guard, and then Tahad at the two, KO at the three, and then Sway and Freeman at the four. I guess you could put, you know, Freeman at the three. I think Freeman could also play the three really well. And so kind of just rotate him there, and then obviously Narcisse and obviously we gotta get another big out of the portal too. But
right.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's got potential to be a phenomenal lineup. If some of those guys can take that jump from his, you know, the freshman to sophomore year for Sway in particular, mm-hmm. is what I'm saying, is that would be massive. And clearly this was, you know, this was Elijah Freeman's first year at the D1 level. He was D2 last year. So that's also a big jump. So if he could take that, his next step, you know, in progression in next year, assuming he stays with Auburn. And I currently, from what I'm hearing, I do like our chances with keeping Elijah Freeman too. Somehow I really don't know how we're doing it, but, I feel comfortable keeping Todd and Freeman, which is, if you would have asked me that a month ago, I would have been like, there's no shot. I would have said Todd's gone. I would have said Sway's probably gone. And I would have said Freeman's probably gone. And the fact that we could keep all three now is awesome. But also, I think a lot of it really has to do with winning the NIT.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Ending the season with a win, you know, like it just brings some better morale and a better taste in your mouth at the end of the year than rather just ending your season, not making March Madness, and you're done playing basketball. You know what I mean? Puts you in such a different headspace.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And two, like, you know, obviously I want to talk about it on the back end, but there's obviously stuff being said about Freeman and, you know, is he going to stay? Is he not? I know that, you know, we've been, you know, seeing some things about potentially other schools, some SEC schools trying to throw some money bags at Freeman, but I don't know, maybe his roots are, you know, been settled in Auburn and maybe he's just trying to maybe negotiate a better deal. I don't know. We'll see how that plays out. But you know what's not a hard deal to negotiate? AUShirts.com.
AUShirt.com.
Yeah, exactly. Go to AUShirts.com. Get all the gear from the shows that you love on the barn if you want to feel like you are supporting, not only while watching, but while walking and doing groceries or, you know, going to hang out somewhere, go to the movies, you name it, go out with family. We have the shirts and hats for you as well as some cups as well. I really like the FE iron shirt. If you know, you know what that means. And the bug hat as well. If you just feel like you're in the bug, go ahead and get one of those hats. Again, that's AUShirts.com if you want to feel like you are supporting the barn off of the screen as well. And we have new styles added weekly as well. So again, that is AUShirts.com for more there.
Yeah. And if you also want to, you know, support other Auburn fans, you can head to buyauburn.com. That's right. Be who you say you are. And do business with other Auburn people all over the country. If you're an Auburn fan and you own your own business, then go to buyauburn.com and sign up and get your business on the website where then people can, you know, search up and find your company and then come support you if they're an Auburn fan. And you're the same. If you want to do the same, you want to go out and I've used this example before. Say you're in Atlanta, right, for the Auburn-Baylor game in the fall, and you want to find a restaurant or a bar or something like that that's run by an Auburn fan, then you can go to buyauburn.com, find that website, and go support them. So yeah, it's gonna be a great way for all Auburn fans to support the Auburn family. I know I'm gonna be using it to go find Auburn establishments all over the country, and I think you should too. So that's right. So go to buyauburn.com to support the Auburn family today.
Yeah, I really like the concept of that website a lot. I really do. Oh, I think absolutely. I think it would be very beneficial for those that are Auburn fans that have a small business that want to get recognized and, you know, connect with other businesses that are also Auburn fans. It's really cool. So yeah, buyauburn.com for more info on that. Graham, as we move on to the back end of the show, we still are waiting a decision from Tahad, which I feel, and you the same, more confident about. Freeman, I feel like it's still up in the air. Personally, I don't think we're going to re-sign him, but you think we will. I don't know. We'll see. I hope we get him. I really do, because I think that – I feel like the more people we bring back from the team last year, as well as these new faces, that's what we need. Because, again, the chemistry thing last year was atrocious at one point, and then it finally started clicking, unfortunately, you know, a little bit later than we needed to. Because we ended up dropping some games that we didn't need to drop to miss the March Madness tournament, but we ended up coming away with hardware anyway, so nobody hurt. So, but as far as Freeman goes, say we do get him back. When you look at lineups and how everything plays out, and if we end up landing, because to me, the key to the lineup right now is what other big man are we going to sign besides Ngoy? Or are we going to get a true point guard or not? Are we just going to keep Tahad at the one and he's going to be the point guard and we're just going to have to, you know, teach him to be, even though he is a dangerous scorer and his 3-point shot struggled, which I think will be better next year. Cause I think he's just, it was a sophomore slump and it happens. Even though I've been saying it all year, his ability to drive to the hoop is severely underrated and people overlook it because he's, you know, a little bit shorter than most shooting guards, but he can, the last person that I've seen in Auburn uniform to get to the hoop like that is Jared Harper. And yeah, he was not a tall point guard either. So who knows, but I would like to see us try to go after a true point guard, someone that can facilitate, move to hot to the two and all that. But I guess my question for you is, if Freeman does resign, right? Say he resigns, does Overton come off the bench, even though we just resigned him? And to me, that's kind of our biggest splash at the moment, considering, you know, how he played in the NIT.
I don't think he comes off the bench. I really don't think so.
Yep.
I think Overton's got to start because he's such a leader and gonna be a senior.
Mm-hmm.
And just two, his shooting ability is just too important. I think, because Freeman is a guard slash forward. Like he can play the three or the four. And Sway is definitely more a forward than he a guard. Like just because like Freeman's more agile, can get around more, I think, better and stuff than Sway. It's tough. I mean, I do see you're saying. I could see a world where if, you know, Freeman starts at the four, like we have, you know, a transfer and then Tahad, then Overton, then Freeman at the four, then Narcisse at the five. Where Sway does come off the bench. I think it just comes down to who's playing better at the moment.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I think both those guys could be super interchangeable. And also depending on who we're playing, you know, like if the other team has a big four, you know, a big strong four, then I think you put Sway in, right? To guard that. But if not, and they have, even if they do have a big guy like that, then you can bring Freeman in who's could be a little bit quicker than that guy, you know? And so, really, they're super interchangeable, I think, depending on one who's playing better, but also who you're playing at that time. So I don't know who would get the start at that there, but I do think you have to start Overton.
Yeah, I the way I look at it is, like you're saying, it depends on who you play. I agree, it could be like a plug-and-play lineup type of situation.
All about matchups.
Sure. Yeah, all about matchups. Like, really look deep into the scouting report and see what a certain team's tendencies are. If they're, you know, more, you know, big guy related, I'd start Sway. If you having to deal with small ball guards, you start Overton or Freeman or whoever and go from there. So, but I really think the thing that I'm waiting on, obviously, and every Auburn fan's holding their breath for, is Tahad Freeman, obviously. But I really want to see us get a true point guard. That's, to me, the most important. And then another big man to compliment Ngoy, and then we'll go from there.
Right now, who I wanted, it would be Tylan Riley out of Tulsa at point guard next year.
Yeah.
I think that's my number one guy right now.
To play point?
Yep.
Okay. I wouldn't be mad. I mean, everyone saw that handshake with him and Steven the end of the NIT.
Was a dog.
Yeah, he's good. He's no scrub. And I would not mind him in an Auburn uniform, but we'll see how that plays out. I know that we're in contact with, I believe it's a San Jose State guard or San Diego State.
Troy as well.
Yeah, Troy's guard. So we're definitely taking the, you know, let's get a point guard here seriously. That's why I think Tahad will play the two. But, you know, you never know. We've said it on the show in the past. I think it would be very beneficial for Tahad to play the two, and he can actually focus on scoring, and if he has to kick it out to somebody, he can, but hopefully he can have a consistent 3-point shot and, you know, just go from there and see what happens. So it's curious to see how
I just got some breaking news.
Really?
Yeah. Overton just hit a shot from the moon.
Oh man. Hey, speaking of that, shout out to the Artemis 2 crew who is coming back home, that by the time this is airing, they're probably about
like,
to learn.
They're probably like,
yeah, on their screaming.
The airs, I think. Yeah, I would say by the time it's airs, they might be like in the middle of.
Yeah.
Screaming through the atmosphere.
And for those that don't know, they are coming home from the Artemis II mission around the moon. The photos that came out were really cool. If you think they're fake, this, like, argue with the wall.
This is a legit photo. Like, obviously, Otum got to add to it, but the photo of this is real. Like,
yeah,
the moon and the Earth, like, this photo is 100% real, taken by that crew. So that's awesome.
Yeah, and I actually have one of them as my background on my computer right now. It's that cool. I'm just glad we got updated shots of the moon in 2026 with the high quality cameras that we have. And I can't wait for
iPhone 17 Pro.
Yeah, man. I know. Shout out to Apple. If I'm Apple, I take advantage of that 100%.
Dude, also, the Nutella that floated across the screen. Free, oh my gosh.
Free money. Free money.
You best just advertising ever right there that they didn't even have to pay for. It's awesome.
You want to be like the astronauts on Artemis? Eat Nutella. Boom. Done. Sure. Hashtag not a sponsor.
Nutella, it's been to space.
But that being said, if you like what you're listening to or watching, depending on what format you're on, you should follow and subscribe to The Barn. We have great podcasts like this when you're listening to now, The Barn Social Hour. Like the Top Button Podcast with Charlie Five, a.k.a. Kyle Rush, and Village Vice with Zach Blackerby, Brad Law, and The Baseball Show with Lindsey Crosby, Brad Law, and Sonny DeShera as well. So that we have a really good lineup of anything and everything Auburn. Baseball, I believe, plays this weekend. I'm going blank on who they're playing all of a sudden. They're
playing Kentucky.
Kentucky. So need it. We need it. We need a bounce back. Yep. And
series matchup at home.
Yeah, if we can.
They're doing a Masters giveaway, too. Did you see that? It's pretty sick.
No, what kind of?
Yeah, they're giving away an Auburn driver head. It looks really cool. An Auburn like tee holder, and then I think on Sunday, I think the driver head was tonight, the tee holder is tomorrow, and then on Sunday, it's they're giving away trading cards, Auburn baseball trading cards that are signed.
Cool. Zach Blackerby will be there for that one. but again, if you like what you see, please like and subscribe. This is your number one place for anything and everything Auburn sports related. We are going to keep an eye on everything going on with Tahad, and hopefully, who knows? We might get a decision by the time this airs, because we're recording right now at 4:15 in the afternoon. But so
there has kind of been a pattern of one a day, like one announcement of a returning a day, and we've already had the Sway news today. So
you never know. Maybe
might not happen today, but we'll see.
Maybe he'll announce it and it gets people going to the weekend, and then the sports talk shows on Monday. That'll be the main thing they talk about.
And A-Day is a week from tomorrow.
Man, I'm so excited about A-Day. I will be there. So I am excited to be there and see the boys in action under the new regime of Golish and company. It's going to be a lot of fun to see that and see Byram send some long balls downtown to his receivers that he knows all too well. So I'm excited for that. A lot of things happening in Auburn. Like we said yesterday, we got a soccer match coming. Like so much is going on. It's a good time to be an Auburn fan right now. So again, if you like what you see, please like and subscribe. And with that being said, I don't have anything else. Graham, you got anything?
Nope.
Cool. Well, as always, folks, have a great weekend. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And as always, thank you for listening and watching The Barn Social Hour. War damn.
Goodbye.